It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
In the background, what we're listening to here, this is Elysian Spring. It was a short-lived Western Massachusetts act inspired by free jazz and early New Age music. And this is Blue Sands. This is off their 1969 album Glass Flowers, released in 2007. Sorry, re-released through re-release.net. And we just heard the latest track by Fanshawe, who retired her guitar, as we heard on her debut album Dark Eyes. That song was a tribute to the Live Links, called Off/On, which continues the tone that Olivia Featherstonehoff's project has had since well before 2008, Shindigwin. And that song is not found on any album yet so far, but go check out the Fanshawe Tumblr. And this is how we're going to begin the latest episode here of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's vivacious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM 88.5 Shaw Cable. And out of Vancouver here from the UBC, you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gek, and I'll be easing you into a very hectic start to yet another term here at UBC. And I'm here till 9. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Right before we heard Fanchile, we heard Etta Della Orso with her sexy version of Armando Trovajali's song Let's Find Out from the 1969 Italian episodic comedy Vedo Nudo, which translates as I See Naked. And Del Orso was the primary vocalist for many Italian soundtracks in the 60s. And towards the back half of the show, we'll listen to her wordless contributions to many a score. We'll also take a look at John Lund's work for the British TV series Downton Abbey, as its second series debuted on PBS last night. But as promised last week, we're going to continue a little theme for 2012 here, which are songs about that ominous year that we're in now. And Dengue Fever, an LA act mixing Cambodian psych with Western rock. And normally, vocalist Shom Nimol's Cambodian vocals power Dengue Fever's music. But the other vocalists in the act sometimes pop up with English to go over modern topics. And Dengue Fever will be playing in the Rickshaw Theater on February 10th. The last date on their West Coast tour, along with Secret Chiefs 3. So from last year's Cannibal Courtship album, here is Dengue Fever with 2012, Bury Our Heads. In which case, you can always bury your exploding heads as well, too. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's dig a How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
We know him better as Jesse Hughes, but one half of the Eagles of Death Metal. But as a solo artist, he goes by Boots Electric. And we just heard Boots there with Oh Girl off last year's Honky Kong album, which you can find through Dangerbird Records. And Boots Electric is currently touring England with plans to hit the rest of Europe in the coming months. And somehow I picked up a draw. not sure what happened there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. I don't normally talk like this, but yes. As compared to last Monday, which was the statutory New Year's Day, things are definitely more active right now here at on campus here at UBC, and definitely in the sub here. At least I can walk in without having to knock on doors. Up next is Prince Rama, short for Prince Rama of Ayodhya, the name of a Brooklyn psych rock act featuring sisters Taraka and Nimai Larson and their friend Michael Collins, and all of them grew up apparently on a Hare Krishna commune in Florida. Their latest album is Trust Now, which came out last year through the Animal Collective label Paw Tracks. So from Trust Now, here is Prince Rama with Portaling.
Thank you.
And there we heard from Montreal. That was Beatrice Martin, better known as Cœur de Pirate, which is French for Pirate Heart. And that was Les Amours Dévouées from her second album, which was last year's Blonde. Martin has been playing piano since she was 3. At the age of 15, she joined the post-hardcore band December Strikes First. The Cœur de Pirate self-titled album gained a lot of attention when the song Ensemble was used for a video involving a time-lapsed baby messing up a room when his toys, just scattering across the floor, went viral in 2009. However, of course, not everything is sweet, rosy, kid G-rated. It was undercut when we realized that Martin had posed for a nude site when she was underage. Here's the Exploding Head Movies here. Appears I was supposed to load something in the background, but we can always throw that on a little later. Coming up next, right before 8 o'clock swings around, we're going to listen to the Cinematic Orchestra. It's an act that the show should take a better look at sometime in the future. And the Cinematic Orchestra was founded by Jason Swinsko, a Cardiff College grad in fine arts and a former pirate radio DJ in the UK around the 90s. Since their 1999 debut Motion, the Cinematic Orchestra has worked on live scores for silent films such as The Man with a Movie Camera and documentaries like The Crimson Wing, Mystery of the Flamingos. From Motion, they are going to do a song here based on a fruit I often use in lists after I first encountered signs against their consumption along the Singapore MRT due to their smell. This is the Cinematic Orchestra with Durian. We'll be right back.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca to the known universe on the internets. I'm Gak, and we are slowly going to drift towards the music of the Downton Abbey, along with some gems from the Italian soundtrack world later on. But in the background, we're listening to Donny Burdick. This is the instrumental version of the Northern Soul classic known as the Bari track. Up next will be Subway, and they are a London, England duo of Alan James and Michael Kirkman. The most recent album was 2009, Subway 2. Subway, nice little nod there to Crud Rock and any other act that just numbers their albums. Led Zeppelin at first, Chicago since always, but yeah. New Kraftwerk. Oh, that wonderful stuff. Anyways, the song Simplex originally appeared on Subway 2. But it also came out as a 12-inch in 2008 with a remix or two. Here is one of them. This is Ben Williams, a.k.a. Gatto Frito. And he's going to work with the original tempo along with remixing of Subway Simplex. Listen to CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you.
2012 UBC Student Leadership Conference, or SLC, is taking place this Saturday, January 14th. The theme for this year's conference is Breakthrough. The conference will focus on identifying obstacles, then equipping you with the tools and inspiration to break through to achieve your goals. There will be inspirational speakers, workshops on everything from time management to international service learning, involvement opportunities, and a chance to meet student leaders from across the campus. The keynote speakers this year are spoken word artist Sarah Kay, as well as the best-selling author Neil Pasricha, who wrote The Book of Awesome. Check out slc.ubc.ca to see all of the content, enter contests, and to register to attend. Hope to see you there Saturday, January 14th.
You're listening to Exploding Hit Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We just heard there was Subway. And we heard Simplex as remixed by Gatto Frito. And we'll be looking into John Lund's score for the ITV PBS collaborative series Downton Abbey shortly. But first, we're going to have a little bit of Modern Chamber Orchestra to lead us in. And this one is totally indie-fueled and funded by Kickstarter. Y Music. So the letter Y, music all together. They're a sextet that's been around only for a few years, but they've already worked now with Bon Iver, Björk, Grizzly Bear, Arcade Fire, The National, and Vampire Weekend, to name but a few. They commissioned an album of music written by independent artists recently, which came out last year, and it's called Beautiful Mechanical. And Y Music play music written by Sun Lux and Shara Warden from My Brightest Diamond, amongst others, but the piece we're about to hear, I think, is the standout. And this is written by Annie Clark, better known as St. Vincent. So here's Y Music, and this is a fantastic little piece here, Proven Badlands. And there was Why Music with Proven Badlands, and that was written by Annie Clark, better known as St. Vincent. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is one of the great little societies here that is tied more to not necessarily recitals and whatnot, but at the very least, all ages access, performance-wise.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Hello, dude buddies. You are listening to CITR. It's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
Doesn't that make you want to have proper tea served at an appropriate time? And that is something that British period piece fans must salivate any time that they hear. Featuring the Chamber Orchestra of London, that was John Lund's theme to Downton Abbey, the Masterpiece Theatre show. It's been a big hit on both sides of the Atlantic. Series 2 just debuted this past Sunday on PBS, as they've helped fund, in part, with the British broadcaster ITV. Downton Abbey. And this is going to be the first one of two profiles here on Exploding Head Movies this week. And Downton Abbey was created and written by Julian Fellowes, a baron of the conservative peers, along with an actor and playwright, best known for his Oscar-winning screenplay for the film Gosford Park. And Downton Abbey concerns the world of a North Yorkshire country home in the 1910s as an aristocrat family and their servants cope with that decade's events. Series 1 started off with the sinking of the Titanic and the ramifications that it had for the Abbey, and a Series 2 started, World War I. Naturally, Downton Abbey makes fantastic use of this late Edwardian time to go over differences in classes with the household, along with love, but honestly is just a campy soap opera beyond belief. And John Lund is a Glaswegian composer who's been composing British television since the late 80s. Looking through his IMDb profile, the only series that I found remotely familiar was his work for Hamish Macbeth. That's a Scottish detective series starring Robert Carlyle. But with his soundtrack to Downton Abbey, Lund should definitely be garnering a substantially higher profile. In the background, I've been talking over the cue Love and the Hunter, but we're going to listen to several more cues here. We're going to start off with a little something called Deception. This is all by the Chamber Orchestra of London, performing John Lund's music from Downton Abbey. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
from the soundtrack to the TV series Downton Abbey. We first heard John Lunn and the Chamber Orchestra of London with Love and the Hunter. Then we heard the graceful sounding Deception, the sprightly sounding Fashion, the tense Telegram, which reuses the Downton Abbey theme to great effect. Then we heard the formal Us and Them, and in the background this is the almost ambient A Song and Dance. The soundtrack to Downton Abbey was released last year through Decca Records after the acclaim that Downton Abbey has afforded, being the highest-rated genre series in the UK since Brideshead Revisited, I think it was like 1994. And Downton Abbey won 6 Emmys last year. It's up for 4 Golden Globes this year. And episode 1 of series 2 just aired in North America. Of course, it's already aired totally in the UK. And series 1 is out on DVD in most regions. Stay tuned here to Exploding Head Movies. Italian vocalist Edda Dell'Orso is up next. Although we're not going to actually hear any of the words that she says. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Head down to the Interurban Art Gallery at 1 East Hastings on Friday, January 20th, and make sure you don't miss the release party for We Hump Buffalo's very first LP. Also playing will be War Baby, Three Wolf Moon, and Damn Fine Cop. The artwork of Allison Woodward will be featured throughout the evening as well. There's a free art reception at 8 p.m., cover charge is $10 at the door starting at 9 p.m., or $8 in advance. And you can find tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, or Scratch Records. Presented by Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Amazing.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
1971 film Desert of Fire. In Italian as Deserto di Fuoco. The Fuoco. Hoo-hoo. I'm awesome. There's Robert Pregadio and Franco Biccio with the main titles, featuring the vocals of this week's other profile here on Exploding Head Movies, and that's Edda Del Orso. Del Orso was born Edda Sabatini in 1935 in Genoa, and since the mid-1960s, Del Orso has provided haunting, wordless vocals to large numbers of film scores. She started in 1964 with her work in Paolo Cavara's film I Malamondo, with which she worked with Il Maestro Ennio Morricone for the first time. The second time they worked together, a little something from 1966 called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, which offers her wordless vocals to that spaghetti western classic. So before I get into a bit more of her vocal style, let's listen to a few cues that features Del Orso on vocals. And we're going to start off with a lesser-known Morricone soundtrack from the 1970 Italo-Yugoslavian film Dio e con noi, known in English as The Fifth Day of Peace, involving a story of German deserters in a Canadian prisoner of war camp. Here's Morricone featuring Del Orso on vocals. This is a little something called Lontano.
Thank you.
Fun to hear music like that. We started that set off with Ennio Morricone there with a theme from Dio E Con Noi. Then we heard something from a film called The Viking Who Came from the South, about Italians visiting Denmark and having lots of wild, fun stuff there. That was Armando Trovaioli and Incontro Infernale. And then we just heard something from the film Kill. And that was by Berto Pisano and Jacques Chaumont. And featured, the song was called Tujon, and all those featured the vocals of Etta Del Orso. And it's a highly dramatic voice that she had there. And it was quite revolutionary at the time, since a lot of times with these European films, they try to avoid to make sure it was tied to certain languages, so her vocal style fit in wonderfully with that. But at times it could be quite playful, definitely for the comedies that happened at the time. Otherwise, it's just sensuous. But most of the time, it just adds a nice little ambience to the proceedings there. In the background, this is another cue from Vero Nudo. This is something Coronella. I love that little sound of what sounds to be a film projector there. And what we'll actually do right now is profile just her voice on her own. In 2002, the Italian label Hexachord released a compilation called El Cinema con Era del Orso. And outside of her film work, it features alternate takes, stage versions, and most importantly, some a cappella versions. So, from a 1968 recording session, here is Etta Del Orso, just by herself. And she's going to do her version, a stage version, actually, of Ennio Morricone's theme to the 1968 film, Verushka. All right, so we just heard Etta De Lorsa by herself there. Sorrow for Ennio Morricone and the theme from Varushka. And that was something... I can't really identify where this is coming... Oh, sorry. It's a 1968 film, as with most things. It's called L'Etta del Malessere. And that was done by Stefano Torossi. In the background, this is a little something from I Giovanni Tigri. Another take of Abigail by Piero Piccioni. And all we heard was Etta del Orso, Etta of the Bear. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. We'll just sort of let Piccioni lead us out. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the inaugural 2012 episode of The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He's back. He's raring to go. Champing at the bit. He's just breathless at this point. He can't wait. He's preparing to enunciate to you. Vancouver for 3 hours. Then at midnight, it's Canada Post Rock. And that will close our Monday broadcast day. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. Just click on the schedule, click on the big orange icon thing. It should tie into iTunes directly, but if it doesn't work, just go with iTunes. Type in CITR, type in Exploding Head Movies. You'll find it one way or another. You can also use Facebook, just look for Exploding Head Movies. And on Twitter, I'm Hundredair. So next week, Exploding Head Movies turns two. And since it's going to be 4 years on air for me, we're going to do a profile on one of my favorite bands, Shadowy Men, on a shadowy planet. And they've actually done some soundtrack work, not just for the Kids in the Hall, but some other fun stuff that way. So, take care of yourselves, Vancouver. See you in 7 days. Stay warm, stay dry, but stay yourselves, because you're fabulous on your own. Take care.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 and perhaps on cable. I heard that Shaw Cable is down, but they may be up. And if you're on Shaw Cable, it's 88.5, or on your computer, CITR.